Thank you. Sorry. Did you get also hinted against the terms of neutrality reintroduced then after time in order to focus on the key issue? The others were lumped in under the host priority that the other two parties were going to be on. First one being implicit in response to effective regulation, effective financial management, in the discourse of stakeholder and management, the customer management relationship, in the environment of quality and skills, workforce, but also the financial environment, the efficient and effective process of business, that also the ICT council that we have in order to achieve the needs. So I'm going to talk about the review with the clarity in terms of the top priorities. In terms of the strategic initiatives, Chair, we seek to ensure that the government is found for some control environment. We also seek to ensure that Kila has a place that is placed in effective IT system. We also seek to ensure that there is a competent agriculture workforce that we really mentioned. We also need to ensure that we enforce minimum standards so we can avoid this in the public.
And also in terms of expenditure, we were able to realize
suspended, that the decision seems to ensure that the registration process takes done in terms of the regulations as well as those key housing measures that we need to be taken care of. From the training regulation the training that community, that is to ensure that the minimum standards of training are monitored and the training process provided is here to follow the regulations. The other achievement of the federal stakeholder management, we successfully established about 8 compliance forums within the agency. The purpose of the call for us is to ensure that there is integration in terms of approach dealing with compliance and service providers as well as stakeholders within the industry. The awareness initiatives in specific focus to security service providers will improve their departure laws. We've also managed to align the business with mandates, the processes that we have with API processes, which ensure that the IT is also aligned to the business. However, that is an ongoing process that we're undergoing. We've also ensured that there is an improved culture of the organization from what we have been doing here. There's quite considerable progress in terms of that. So we're looking forward to ensuring that our staff understand that the customer is key. Chair, I'm going to touch on the methods that were raised by the previous committee. What we've done from the approach of the project, we went through the two previous reports that we were tabled by the committee. Besides a number of issues that the committee deliberated on, when we look at the key ones that we thought were standing out. In terms of the responses, the first one being the data, at one stage we there was a data on our annual report, I think on page 50, which is 85 of methods and submitted data. The second one is essentially the capacity of council. Previously, the committee raised issues in terms of leadership, and I'm just going to give three main points that were highlighted by the committee. The first being that the council was operating with only two members at the time, I think three members. The other members of the committee has run, so there was a capacity issue. So the committee actually questioned as to whether how the council actually managed and how they actually get to work without the capacity that is required. That's the one aspect. In terms of the progress with the full council has been appointed, as you can see, the second member that was raised, I think, in terms of the leadership aspect was I think the issue of, I just come to the point, just Chair, let me just move on to the next one. The salary of senior management. The previous committee the concern regarding the salary of senior management, I think the main concern there was that how that the authority increased the salaries or reduced the salaries of senior management using the passing model of grading and profiling. Why not use the equate model which is used by the public service? From the chair, the council said, I think, taking from what the committee has high expertise to do with the issue of the salaries of senior management in terms of equate. First, they approached the public service department and they were informed that they have to outsource because they also outsource inside services to other companies to assist them in the regulation. So that was done and complied with. I think that is the tribal aspect is concerned. The allowance of council, there was also concern raised that the new show what allowance of council was given to the terms of remuneration. And we have since done so with the previous annual report, even with the current annual report that has been affected. In terms of the ethics hotline, the chair was concerned about how the city spent 10,000 and only realized a few complaints about closing that line. what we've done is to make sure that we pay in terms of promoting the hotline. So there has been considerable improvement in terms of the complaints that are coming through the hotline and collaborative processes. So the hotline is fully utilized. As we mentioned before, the hotline is part of the fraud intervention strategy that we have. So we could not close the hotline because the only hotline that many of the public can use in order to report corruption that takes place within Zira and within the industry. From the business point of view, just the concern was that the business department within Zira has only identified two topics. For instance, what we've seen is that there is a number of business closures that have taken place. We will be fully reporting that in a couple of months to come with the annual report in terms of the problem there. So we regard the business as well as being resolved. The corporate topics within the insurer, the topic there from the report of the committee actually regards quite a number of issues. I think the last report dealt with the disposal of the building in Arcadia, and the question of the committee was whether and how the building disposed and so on. I recall that the mistake that we made from the political point of view was to try to dispose the building, try to manage the minister approved that. We still follow the process by approaching the minister in terms of obtaining approval for the disposal. The feedback that we got from the minister is that he's been advised by the Minister of Finance that Zira should consider teaming up with potential traders in order to look at possibilities of constructing the building within the same site that was supposed to be disposed of instead of actually disposing of the building. That process went ahead with several hundred changes in Hachere. At this stage, we do not have any positive feedback from the nation changes. With regard to the closure, the last project item that was carried out was US in the inside. We don't know what the outcome is at this stage. We understand that this is a matter that concerns quite a lot. It needs to be disposed as soon as possible. We will be making the submissions to the minister in order to obtain a way forward in terms of either approaching treasury or giving a way forward in terms of how the business should be dealt with. I think that was the essential the other aspect that was highlighted here was the issue of continuing liability. The question from the committee was why does Zira not make provision for continuing liability in spite of the case that was put before the High Court? We explained here in fact that we thought that we could not actually show the liability there. We understand quite very well when we in the case of how much is the liability, but we could not show that because that would be used against us. And so when we gave in the High Court as well as in the Supreme Court of Appeal, we attended and took some of the public documents that Parliament publishes and used them in terms of their papers to support their papers. So that would have been a matter that would have proved to be advised. However, we think that the matter is now within the NPA, and as soon as it moves from the NPA to the Concord, we'll also prepare in the position that the matter is ongoing. At the moment, we're still awaiting judgment of the NPA chair in respect of the appeal by CIA. On the use of consultants, the concern from the committee was that we need to start using the reports this will be.
Let me check again. My question is on the direction of this building or on the existing premises. What does this mean? Does it mean if you erect this building? What are the implications? Do you be leaving from the children who left to Acadia or what? And the second question is, you on the issue of consultant, which was an issue for the previous community, is being resolved. What does it mean? That is even more no more good use consultant. Also, which was the previous committee consultant, is on the salary of the previous management. You will also see it is resolved. What does it mean? Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Bashi. Honorable Omidia, and then Honorable Kerabama.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to know if it's good, it's really in charge of them. Just taking control of them to see that things are done.
Chair, I'm looking at the method which Martin reported, specifically the financial report, and I know there are issues with consultants and fees and everything else, but for years and years and years, this entity's chosen to report on, for example, financial statements in a manner that's inconsistent with the standard reporting. Not as prescribed as treasury, it goes on and on and on throughout. And yet year after year, this committee has said we have properly remediated budgets. I mean, the PFA has requested, so I don't understand why we're not seeing that. And then we've made the request and it is the law. So I'd like an answer to that, please.
Thank you for that. Any other questions at this stage? We'll go into the second round right there. Go into the panel.
spending money which is of the council to look at each the performance of the management personnel to keep up to speed in what managers and facilities are doing. So all the teams are scheduled each month I have to do so. Thank you.
Because obviously this huge thing hanging over the head. challenging what Jerry said, and then the next one first.
Process in place that ensures that all certificates
good potential for this year, and she takes all things to the peace. If you don't end up with another eye already, or one of your wishes.
Thank you, one other thing, we do. That's why I asked the interested CFO to share with you her qualifications. We don't want to say, yes, we have the knowledge. Elaborate. Thank you.
Another way of doing it would be, is when we are positive, we need to go to get training people in the process of life.
So I think the important thing about this agreement is just to keep in mind when do we expect to avoid the permanency of Ireland? Because that's the important issue. We understand the challenge space. We expect that you are like the front but once the judge is, that's the important thing.
Her appointment as interim CFO will be ending in September. By that time, Sierra will have interviewed the right people and appointed the CFO. We appointed her because we wanted to give ourselves time to throw out the wide net and get the right people. As soon as she finishes a 6 months appointment, there will be a permanent CFO in place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Other responses? Thank you, the motion in terms of the number of fees for the benefit of the other members, for the past 9 years, the annual fees of Sierra has been replaced, and the revenue of Sierra comes solely from those annual fees is what we collect from the members. So we reduced annual fees. The security that the alliance challenged the review before the High Court. The review was done by the High Court, and the High Court actually dismissed the application by CM. They subsequently appealed to the Supreme Court of Appeal. The matter was heard before the Supreme Court of Appeal on the 5th of May this year. We are currently awaiting judgment in respect of this.
Other questions for me before we move to the next session? Please send us a question. Come a little farther.
There's still some questions, Chair.
Sorry. I think we need one of our opportunity.
If you look at the CEO annual report for the past 6 years, well, they've been trying to do like all the engine. So when you do an engine write-off, you will indicate it. So to get it in context, you then have to look at the actual report, excluding the write-off of engine. Because you can't, you're not allowed to have a company to keep indicating the engine that are going there, and that have no way of paying that as to the individual companies and the situation. So you have to write them off. So if you look at from 2009 until 2012, they've been writing off into 189 million, but they've been pushing it in terms so that they close the relationship. So that's what the individual is. So then you then have to then look at the book in context with the revenue that the agency is generating. Because what a write-off does is it ties into your against, so that's the reason for the difference. So you look at the financials that are currently worked and now that the write-off are done, what the actual situation looks like in comparison to other years, then you get a sense of exactly how much they're spending on their operational budget. And I think that's the best way to look at it. And then with regard to the qualified audit, the qualified audit was on the basis of annual deposits, which were deposits that were made into the EVA account by people that were not known to fear. So somebody who just made a deposit without indicating to you who they are, so in essence has a payable, but you don't know who the creditor is. So you were qualified based on that. The process that you've gone through was to go through the legislation and give the opinion to say, in the act, you guys allowed to have a certain portion of the fees that's non-fundable. And you agree with the audit that the portions that are non-fundable, you don't necessarily have a creditor. So also this portion, you guys recognize that the revenue in the balance, I would then still sit as a payable. So the bigger like to say, okay, we had an increase in 2005, but we had an exponential growth with regard to our homes. If you look at how it's been in any way, they haven't stayed in time, they don't have 2 days in, so their revenue has been growing, hence they not into the public school. They haven't really tried to fill the reasons and push their OPEC up. So that's why you see that the currency is increasing, but the actual OPEC, that, you know, because operational costs have been increased and gone. So they is a difference. So they are not really spending, you know, excessively in the same of if you compare with other agencies.
Thank you.
Sorry, I don't understand the question around the increase in inspection and investigation. This is an increase that transpired within a 3-year period. When CRO's intensified model and had changed its own strategy, the contractors were focused on the experts focusing on the businesses. But they realized that in interest in investigating and inspecting businesses, they were neglecting their officers. Hence, they now incorporated into their law enforcement strategy the inspection of security officers. Then that led to the increase in the number of inspections from 3,000 to 20,000.
Thank you.
The company are offering you kind of what you can do with the relationship with the guy. But then for company that are not able to do it at a regular category, like URF, tax, and all other necessary regulatory bodies. And the fact is in the industry, and the difference in operations between banks, they will employ these funding companies. They have a fusion of compliance companies in the system of collaboration. We may do to pay as easily as possible. And the side of that, it begins to impact on the quality of service. But more importantly, it overlooks at the best players. Operational training that will be given on the operations. Now, the biggest impact is on compliant companies that are using your rate as a basis to prevent their own. That kind of put them in a difficulty that they cannot entertain, because they will naturally expect the expenses as well compared to a company that is compliant. How what strategy do we have to kind of slow that down? And make sure that compliance numbers in your system are through the chair. The kind of tendency that he holds, appointment from the company, at the constructive age that appointment is identified, the tenant is precluded from self-keeping or participating in the industry, or the effect of the action with the user in compliance. Secondly, the material, you know, your people can go to us to get a compliance certificate. It takes from a year for one to be open again. Right? Now, as an issue made your operational requirements such that each individual company upon affiliation of any job that company in a way brings to attention that as a potential client of the A or B who might be interested in our business, therefore we will need to tender. Once if you put a year, can you ensure that from a regulatory point of view, within a year, you force somebody to perhaps three times report to you on their case for planning. So it's ensure that they are not the most one that goes about compliance, the compliance and thereafter abuse that are from the
Yes, Anthony, I think the key thing that we said down in the team is in the beginning of how do you address the issue of non-compliant work there. We have a registration that has been a company registered and it is determined. Hence, we introduced the renewal of the registration issue because that will emphasize that, that will ensure that on an annual basis, companies and individuals, they can renew a compliant work after registration is up. Then the consumers and stakeholders out there are guaranteed that in the active market, people who are operating are compliant businesses. And over and above what we have done is to integrate the whole process with the engagement, the stakeholder engagement. We have set in our market quite professionally. What is it that we say to the business that consumes about our business? What message do you want to say? How do we get them to understand the critical compliance integrity that they have to be looking out for when they come short the business of security provider? And we have delivered that into the whole program about awareness and stabilization. And if I for an example now, we started with the ESCOM, postal service, because we realize that when they do this test, they will need to do something, they will work together with them to make sure from the onset they prepare the right people. Also, that was taken away from the consumer perspective. So we have to do that. But the renewal of the certificate is the first step towards ensuring that on an annual basis, people who are operating in the industry are compliant. And though that version is very certificate, that is not allowed to, that's according to the law, we have to come up with a very textual certificate. We do integration with consumer, we do integration with the company registration against DTR, and also at the credit bureau. So all of that gives us a clear vision of who we are dealing with and what kind of service provider are we exposing our US stakeholders to.
Yes, I was actually the director of the
we're steering our transition to the National Security Strategy in favor of the components that is going to happen. Now, you know, we've got children, they run around as well as they, and you see people that are not also not getting on the performing very security level. One begins to wonder how really it is. Now, who has to be to ensure that the individuals that are recruited by the South African government to provide the kind of services are people that are able and eligible to be can be trusted to the African government, can rely on the government. Because if we don't do that, we will have a significant change by elements that will make sure we put down open the land and the democracy. It was only they can give us aid somebody that has to be affected from this or when we apply superior for inspection you know, try to put the aid for the humanity of the individual person. And then the aid is also from getting the payments.
Thank you, Chair. I think let me clarify one issue that I've said before I explain the process. Our current legislation still allows the persons of foreign nationalities to take part in the security industry. If you look at the requirement, one of the requirements is that if the person of the citizen is at least the person should have permanent residence basis. So most of some of the people that see regular dispositives wouldn't be people that comply, unless they don't comply to the deviation. In terms of the vetting, we do currently do vetting, as you mentioned earlier, that we have established a registration subcommittee. The committee looks at rigorous processes that are laid down by the regulations in terms of compliance before we actually approve such a registration. One of the other things that we do is to also check the citizens of the country and that they comply with all other rules of the country. So the fact that the person is of the foreign nationality does not automatically tell the person to be registered, but they did some strict compliance issues. However, in terms of whether we can oblige or force companies to consider persons of our own, from the Singapore point of view, I think that's a very difficult one to not play a space allow us to ensure that it complies with the laws. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have to move on to the next section. After this question, you can take it in the table while we visit with other programs. And we will go now to Peter Pippa Jacobs. My just one issue. If she has provided to me in the next 2 weeks, the matter is a lot of concerns raised. I think the Honourable Bobo said, what does this all mean? We appreciate your response, but
state authority to invite representatives. Our supermost indicator is to have an assessment of our immigration fee using the CPR as a base. And we, to arrive at those currencies in the baseline of 2014, we adopted 1610, which was the CPR at the time. And then for the next coming year, we will adjust our assessment of our fee will be taken on the CPI at the time. And then South Korea Multilateral Representation is reduce animal feed in place. So basically, we want to really our buffer of our animal feed within the line and benchmark our current model with international best practices where we can update when we see that. The baseline is based on the model that was developed in 2007 to see whether it's applicable because the industry is growing and we want to find that in care cost. He has first and registration business, but we're not actually recruiting all our costs. The second outcome is a sustainable funding model. This is necessary that this criteria is self-funding, it doesn't get funding from charity. So it's important that we have our own model that will ensure that we are able to be sustainable and going forward and come up with different ways of ensuring sustainability. To develop a funding policy that is a performance indicator, and then our baseline is basically because of the indicator, and then have a policy review over 3 years to see whether it's actually going to yield the benefits that we require. The third specific outcome is compliance to the CSNA. In the point we set a high target of reduced external audit findings as the key performance indicator. So the view was that whatever findings we had in the previous edition and in the current edition, that also has to actually have some control so that the new findings can answer the issue. The baseline was the unsatisfied with the opinion that they received in the past years to see what do they really want and what is it they want for the formula. And then for the next year, change will involve 95% of all audit findings. And the reason we didn't have 5% is because of control. And new standards coming in always will lag behind, but at the moment, we will lag 95%. So if there is a new subdivision that requires you to have a line of documents, you might want to be in our school in an area of 5% is what we are now about. And then the next section is we are now taking the key performance indicators. I'm not sure if anyone wants to go to the section. I think I'll move it. Go. Okay. I'll go to the next strategic goal, which is strategic goal for sub-program number 3, which is business information systems. Strategic goal is trying to ensure an efficient and effective process and system. The strategic objectives is to get to ensure that CUI has an effective and reliable IT system. The strategic outcome here is compliance to the corporate governance and IT standards. Key performance indicating critical IT infrastructure support with the safe amount on a business continuity policy. And the baseline is what the new indicator all along. So what we're saying is that we're going to resolve all IT challenges within a certain period of time. So we allow ourselves 110 hours in 2015, 96 hours in 2015, 72 hours. So we want to reduce the time that it takes us to resolve queues and make that as short as possible to have time to work with community systems. And then the second one is the percentage of improved IT satisfaction. This is also a new indicator. And the year will next year a 70% of user satisfaction rating, and then 80%, so we want to increase satisfaction over the next 3 years, and we'll test us with a target to make sure that people use our website to do their certification and our internal staff to use our systems and we test them to be them according to their expectations. improvement of the three strategic capital. The strategic goal of human capital is that the strategic goal of the business is to ensure that people are competent and skilled in the way that are able to execute their tasks effectively. The strategic objective is to ensure that people are competent, ethical, and skilled workforce. The strategic outcome is competent and performing workforce. The key performance indicator is the frequency of conducting the employee performance assessment, what we gain is the leader, what has a government contract, and there will be biannual assessments done. And that is quite important to us now, because this will ensure that our staff get consistent feedback in terms of their performance and where they're not performing. They allow them to make it improve, but they also feel like the impact of the gap that we sit with us can address them before the need of this assessment period. Although in the ADP indicated it by annual basis, then you realize that it's important because feedback is something that was continuously given so that one is aware of the performance and the ability to improve from one person to the next. But it will report on it by annual basis, it's not a question. The second KPI is that the employees achieving a performance rating of about 3. Because in terms of the performance management policy, a performance of 3 is basically what the employee expects to deliver. So anything above 3 is where one has gone and above it is going to what you expect. And anything at 2 means we actually pay more than what you get. So if you're not managing this correctly, you will find that there are a lot of employees who are 2